Hi, my name is Michael, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. So, with which political party are you registered?
Republican.
Thank you. And as you're aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Pasco County on Tuesday, August 20th. If you have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate that as well. The options are, I have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, I am definitely going to vote, I am very likely to vote, I am somewhat likely to vote.
I'm definitely going to vote.
Thank you. And voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th? I will vote at my polling place on election day. I will vote by mail with an absentee mail-in ballot. I will vote early in person at a designated early voting location.
In person.
Thank you. What is your main racial background?
My main racial background? What the heck do you mean by that?
Like white, Asian, African American?
Oh, white, yeah.
Thank you. What is your age?
80.
Thank you. And you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion for each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. This first person is Kamala Harris.
Oh, God, no.
So very or somewhat unfavorable?
I wouldn't vote for her for anything.
Okay. So would you say somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Next person is Christina Fitzpatrick.
I don't know her. What's she voting for?
Don't worry. Next person is Gabriel Papadopoulos.
Don't know.
Next person is Lisa Yeager.
Don't know them. I haven't gotten any mail on these people yet.
Okay, next person is Mike Fasano.
Mike Fasano.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd vote for him.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Next person is Jack Mariano.
No, I won't vote for him.
So, somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
And next is Chris Nucko.
I'll vote for him.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
You will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. If the Republican primary election for Pasco County Superintendent of Schools were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? John Legg or Michelle Mandarin?
I'm not sure.
If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards, John Legg or Michelle Mandarin?
I don't know. I don't know. I have to do some work on them.
Okay. If the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 4 were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Lisa Yeager, Gabriel Papadopoulos, Christina Fitzpatrick?
I don't know.
If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Lisa Yeager?
I don't know. Come on.
Okay. And lastly, if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 5 were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Jack Mariano or Gina Finocchiaro?
Gina.
And would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Gina?
Definitely voting. Definitely.
Thank you. From the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Lisa Yeager and her campaign for Pasco County Commission in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Lisa Yeager, you can indicate that as well. You saw a television...
Okay. I haven't heard anything.
Thank you. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, you would just say you are liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs.
I'm a conservative.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
In the what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Master's plus 60.
Just a moment. Okay. Thank you very much for your time. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Goodbye. Bye-bye.